Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have TruStage's very own Terrence Williams. He is here talking to us, getting to know Terrence interview, if you will. We talked everything about why he joined TruStage, DEI movement. We talked about the future. We talked digital. We talked leadership. And we also got his thoughts on the credit union industry as well and what he's been hearing out there. So lots of great stuff here from Terrence. So hope you check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special guest. Look who is here in our virtual studios, Mr. Terrence Williams from the fine company called TruStage. Terrence, how are you, sir?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well, and I hope you are.
I am indeed. And better now that you're here, because I've been chomping at the bit to talk to you for a little while. And we were talking before the recording that we actually briefly met at Tansley Stern's In the Cellar event that happened a couple of months ago. But it was great to see you in person. But now we get to do a quick little interview. So I'm really excited.
I'm looking forward to it. I hear you are the person to speak with in the credit union space. So. To be here.
Okay, well, we'll see about that, Terrence. All right. So, hey, I'm really honored that you're going to be here today. So anyway, so you are obviously the kind of new-ish president CEO of TruStage, kind of been in the big chair there for a little while now. But I want to step back a little bit here. Let's kind of start from the beginning-ish here. So tell me about your upbringing and what experience shaped you to be the person that you are today, the fine human being that you are today.
Well, first, thanks for describing it that way. I think I'm a believer in the fact that we are all products of our journey. And, you know, our journey shapes us. It makes us who we are. Yep. And my journey was really shaped by a number of people over the years, but there are always two people I call out as to shaping my journey and ensuring that I am who I am from a leader, as a man, as a person. And that will be my mom and dad.
Oh, of course.
I'm a Southerner by birth. I grew up in a town right outside of Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So that's home for me, even though I haven't lived there in 30 years, but that's home.
Okay.
And my mom and dad were both originally from that state and born and raised there. My dad was a road construction person. Mm-hmm. My mom in the education system, into public schools. So they really shaped me and they kind of poured into me who I am. And I often say that when you're a kid growing up, you don't always take note of or recognize some of the things that are being poured into you. It's not until we mature, we become adults, sometimes even have kids of our own,
that
we recognize the impact and the value and the benefits that were poured into you. And my folks taught me many, many moons ago the importance of hard work and work ethic, the importance of an education and the value that brings. My mom always said, education is the key to unlock the doors that allow you to go in. This notion of giving back and supporting others and making sure that the communities you live and work in, you leave them better than they were before. So all of these things really were shaped by not just listening to my folks, but watching them as well. So that's my background.
Gotcha. It sounds like they put you on the launch pad pretty nicely. They set the table for you really nicely here. So I want to turn to my more present times now. So why did you decide to join TruStage and the wonderful world that we call credit unions? So what brought you to us, so to speak, Terrence?
It's a really good question. And I've been asked this once or twice in the last 6 months, and my answer has been pretty consistent. But there are a few factors that really led me to TruStage, because I was quite content where I was, wasn't seeking employment anywhere, and received an inquiry about this company, CUNA Mutual Group. And I knew who they were, but wasn't too familiar with them. But as I started doing my own personal research and understanding the organization, there were a number of factors that really intrigued me, that really got me even more interested in what is now TruStage. First, the commitment to community. As I shared about my background with my folks, in my entire professional career, I've had a commitment to communities. I believe in betterment. I believe that I have a purpose and I exist to serve a role. And I believe part of that is to ensure that I am helping and doing my part to make communities better. And as I started digging into TruStage, you know, that was pretty paramount to the organization, investment in community, engagement with community, et cetera. So that was one. Two, the mission of the organization. When you talk about, you know, brighter financial futures and being accessible to everyone, regardless of their background, their zip code, where they're from, et cetera, you know, without those words, that's something I've practiced my entire career. I've always had this belief that financial security, financial literacy, the ability to engage and protect your future, I've always believed that that was paramount. Mm-hmm. And I've done things, if you look back in my career, I've done things both professionally and from a volunteer standpoint to be able to play a role in that space. So to find this company who their purpose is that, I was really intrigued. And then the last component that I mentioned, I'll mention here is the, you know, when I started talking to the board members and I started talking to Bob and I went out to dinner one night, and it was supposed to be, you know, an hour and a half or so dinner. And we were there for hours in this restaurant and just had a great conversation about the company, about the mission, about what we're trying to do as an organization. And at that point, I was really sold on the benefits of TruStage and who they are, and the fact that my personal alignment and my personal mission aligned with that of the company. So that's more or less what led me here.
And what are your thoughts on credit unions as well? Because I mean, I know I was looking at your background. Obviously, you have, you know, it didn't really involve credit unions too much. Obviously, people are aware of them. But what are your thoughts on credit unions so far?
You know, it's the one piece that I probably should have mentioned that I didn't, that ties into your question there. As you saw from my background, I spent a number of years at Nationwide.
Yep.
And I always say that I grew up corporately at Nationwide. And Nationwide has a rich kind of heritage that's linked to the agricultural sector.
Okay.
The company was founded to serve the ag sector.
Right.
They are very engaged and connected with and committed to farm bureaus, to the serving that sector. And in very much a very similar fashion to how CUNA Mutual Group came about, Nationwide came about. Mm-hmm. Two different areas, credit unions, agricultural sector.
Right.
But commitment to those groups in that space and the cooperative spirit and the notion of people helping people, all of those are very consistent with both of those two organizations. So while I didn't grow up in the credit union space, I grew up in an area corporately that has a very close parallel and connection to the mission of credit unions. And that's why it was almost someone I was talking to about this recently. They said, welcome home, because it was in essence me kind of coming back to my own personal roots, so to speak, with the credit unions. And I've been super, super impressed and pleased with how welcomed I've been to the credit union system over the last 6 months.
It's a pretty cool. And yeah, not a lot of us grew up in the credit union industry. And as you'll probably find out, if you haven't found out already, a lot of us kind of fell into it and then we kind of fell in love with it. So it's pretty neat how a lot of people, I love people's different stories of how they got introduced to the industry, whether it's a lifelong thing or maybe 10 minutes. So, sure. But yeah. So, hey, I want to get to talking about DEI here. So many in the credit movement have talked about the role of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion here. So can you share your view on DEI? What's your take on DEI these days? Because it's obviously one of the top top items on any leader's plate here.
It's actually yet another reason why I was attracted to TruStage. Mm-hmm. You know, during the courting process, I was attracted to the organization because of their commitment to DEI. I remember going out to the CUNA Mutual Group website and reading their section on DEI and their commitment to the space and their strategy, and I was blown away, candidly. So I've always had a personal commitment in this space, and one that I believe strongly in for several different reasons. I often say that ensuring that you have a keen focus on DEI is the right thing to do from a moral standpoint, and it's the right thing to do from a business standpoint. Just think about the changing demographics in our country. It's the right thing to do on numerous fronts. But additionally, too often we don't talk about the business benefit, the value that one gains when you think about DEI. I often say that the leadership table, the people around me, I want to ensure that I have a broad, diverse team around me, and not just by the things that you can see, but by also their backgrounds, their perspectives, their experiences, their journeys, because those things, as we talked about, help shape how they think And I want to make sure that we have a very broad array of thinking around the table, because that's how you get to the best solutions.
Yep.
You get to the best solutions and the best options by ensuring that you're exploring various avenues from various perspectives. So DEI is paramount for me. It always has been, and it always will be.
And share with me the significance of it. I mean, especially from your point of view, being a leader of a very large organization and in the credit union industry, which is so incredibly diverse already. So share with me the significance and what role does it have at TruStage? Because it already has a really big role at TruStage, as we all know. But where are you going to take it as well?
Yeah, we have the strategy from a DEI standpoint at TruStage, I'm completely aligned with and in sync with, and we kind of tend to talk about it through a few different layers. Obviously, it's about our community involvement and making sure that we are very connected with and engaged with the community and supporting organizations whose causes are aligned with that of ours. It also is internal to make sure that we look like the marketplace, that we're catering to various types of employees and people to ensure that we are reflecting the needs and perspectives of others. And then lastly, we talk about marketplace. Mm-hmm. And here marketplace meaning ensuring that we're designing solutions and even ensuring that there are processes that are in play that align with different types of people and various constituents, et cetera. So those areas aren't changing because I'm a believer in those areas, and that's what TruStage has been focused on for the past several years. And so if anything, what will change is, because my personal passion is so deep in this space, mm-hmm. it's an area that I will be very involved with. It's an area that I'll be very involved with personally overall. And then one other comment that on this one, and this is, you didn't ask me this, but I'll share this.
Okay.
One of the things that I have been impressed with as it relates to the credit union system is the recognition around the importance of this topic. I mean, I don't know that I haven't spent time with a CEO who hasn't talked about this as an opportunity or as a need or something that they're focused on. Overall, so there's a clear recognition in the system around the importance of this area. But mm-hmm. me, granted, I've been at TruStage for 6 months now. Feels like we've got a lot of work ahead of us in this space.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of work ahead of us. One of the ahas for me, or the surprises for me, has been thus far as I've been out and about in places like Michigan and other places, meeting lots of people. I've been very surprised at the lack of diversity in credit union CEOs that I've met. So I believe there's opportunity for us to continue moving the meter in this space to ensure that we look like the marketplace and that we're able to serve the various members that we all cater to.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, well said. Well said. And I want to switch gears here to the future. So obviously every leader has a different view of the future, very unique viewpoints based on their backgrounds, as we've talked about your background. So what does TruStage's future look like to you? And then coupling it with the credit union future as well, because obviously the two go hand in hand. So what's the future look like to you, Terrence?
You know, the future, if I'll start by saying,
question.
Short answer here first.
Yes.
Future is bright. Future is bright for the credit union system, for TruStage. But let me go a click deeper in trying to help kind of share what that means and what it represents to me. And I've been asked this question a zillion times in the last 6 months about what is the future of TruStage under your mm-hmm. leadership. And I always start out the answer to this question the same way. Number one, there are a litany of items that are not changing about TruStage. And I think it's important to ensure that I always share those things because they really are so relevant to who we are and what we're about. You know, our commitment to the credit union system, that's not changing.
Right.
We will forever be engaged with, connected to, partnering with the credit union system in every form or fashion. We're going to always be connected in that space. Our commitment to communities is not changing. I've already kind of alluded to that earlier through some of my answers and the importance of that to me, both personally and professionally as well, obviously. Our commitment to ensuring that we are using our balance sheet for good. And what do I mean by that? Using our balance sheet for good, meaning that we are investing in ways to strengthen the system, the credit system as a whole, through ventures, through M&A, through partnerships, whatever things we can do to help strengthen the system overall will remain important to us as a whole. So those things are going to remain pretty consistent with our focus, with what we're doing overall. what will change, what will evolve? Probably premature for me to give a full answer to that question because obviously I think I'm in month six as a true
state. Yeah, I think you're still in listening mode and all that stuff. Yeah, I know. I get it.
But there are a number of things that I've observed that I've seen over the last several months that will likely work its way into a longer term vision for us. Mm-hmm. And it really centers around how we think about serving that end member, that end customer. Now, we're always going to be a B2B2C company. So we're mm-hmm. always going to market through our credit union partners to get to that end member. But what are the things that we can do to add value to that end member that perhaps we don't do today? My simple belief is that when I look at the spectrum of products we offer at TrueStage, we offer a breadth of solutions to really help one prepare for their financial future or prepare for the unexpected, et cetera, et cetera. But in most instances, we typically only offer or sell one product to one person. So how do we find ways to ensure that we are positioning ourselves to allow us to help meet the end member where they are in partnership with the credit union mm-hmm. and to offer a breadth of solutions at every life stage? So that's how I'm thinking about what feels like an opportunity that I think will be of value and benefit the credit union, will absolutely benefit that end member by positioning them with all of the solutions that they may have a need for. And then I think there's a value and a benefit to TrueStage as well. So those are some early thinkings about what will end up shaping its way or making its way into our longer term approach to do what I just described. While I always say that, and it sounds simple, that involves a lot of
there's a lot of moving parts.
What I said there, it involves what I'll call a maturation from a digital standpoint to ensure that you really understand a digital journey of a customer. It involves ensuring that we truly are able to harness our data to be able to connect or engage with people during a time of need at a life stage. Analytics from a data standpoint. It involves ensuring that our credit union partners are entrusting us with access to ensure that we can meet that member where they are at different stages in life, et cetera. So it involves a litany of different items. And even though I can say it in a very simple manner, it's a pretty complex equation.
No doubt. Well, I mean, as we all know, there's been a lot of changes at TrueStage lately. Obviously, your position, the name, and then organizational things going on. So yeah, so I wanted to get that one out there because I think a lot of people are curious. Inquiring minds want to know, Terrence, and you're just the man to ask. So
my only additional comment on that was, you know, give me a few more months, and then I'll have a more what I'll call crystallized kind of vision or thoughts around that. But right now, at least that's where my head is.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we'll come back to you in about 6 months and see where you are. So it's all good. Hey, I'm glad you mentioned digital in your last response, because what role will technology play in TrueStage's future? Because you can't swing a cat these days without talking digital or digital analytics or even, you know, dare I say AI. So it's affecting us all. So what's TrueStage's role where does technology play in all of this? Because you guys have TrueStage Ventures, you have the FinTech Summit, which I went to for the very first time this year, and it was awesome. I think I saw you there, actually. That was the other place I saw you.
I did see you there, yes.
So yeah, so technology, talk to me a little bit about technology.
Technology will play a central role in how we operate and how we engage in the future. And it really is centered around a few things. First, I talk a lot about the importance of what I'll call customer value. And how do you define customer value? Customer value can be really defined a few different ways, but just for sake of time, I'll say, number one, are you saving me money? If I'm the end customer in particular, is the product used to cost $100, now it costs $90. So that's a value to me. But arguably, there's another important component around value. And that is, are you able to personalize things to meet my needs? Are you able to create efficiencies for me and the steps it takes for me to do something? If I used to click on 6 buttons to acquire a solution or a product, and now I can click on 2 buttons, that's a value to me.
Of course.
technology will play a significant role in allowing us to drive personalization, to drive ease of use, to ensure that we are embedding things along the journey for a customer, working with credit unions to ensure that some of our solutions are truly embedded. And the reason I'm saying truly embedded is because a button that allows you to click on something and go to another website, it's not embedded.
Oh, no. No.
That's not embedded. I
mean, traction.
Exactly. So technology will play a role in almost everything we do that will allow us to truly meet the member where they are and to go where they are from a holistic standpoint. We need to ensure that we're modernizing our current internal technology stack, both from an efficiency standpoint, but also just to ensure that we can do all the things that I've been talking about here. We need to make sure that we are being a force for good in helping the system, the credit union system, mm-hmm. On that digital maturation journey. And I often talk about the fact that many of the credit unions that I've been meeting with over the last 6 months, particularly some of your larger credit unions, they are very sophisticated. Many of them have CX teams, they have digital teams, they are driving a journey and how they're going to engage with their consumers and members from a digital standpoint. But that doesn't exist at every credit union.
Right.
There are some that I engage with who have work to do in this space. And I want to ensure that we are being a support, are being able to help and assist mm-hmm. the other credit unions who may not be on that same path around their digital journey. Because think about it. I talk a lot about this a lot, and you probably heard me reference this in one of our meetings in some city that we've been in together. I often talk about the fact that I have two sons, 17 and 22, and my 22-year-old, you know, he is only going to engage this way. Mm-hmm. He's only going to engage this way digitally. And for the credit union system to continue to grow members and to create appeal and value props for members, the digital journey has to be robust and strong. So yeah. I want to ensure that we are playing a role in helping in that space. So technology, to give you a short answer to a complex question, technology will play a significant role as we continue to evolve to cater to member needs of the future.
Yeah, because the competition down the street is going to be applying a lot of this type of stuff. And you don't want to talk about distraction. You don't want your members looking down the street if you don't happen to have those particular technology services. So yeah, totally get it. All right. Yeah. I know your time is short, Terrence, and I want to be respectful of your time, but kind of a last-ish question here, since taking, and it kind of goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, your thoughts on credit unions and that stuff. So since taking over the reins at TruStage, you've been meeting people in the credit union industry over the past several months and getting acclimated to the industry. So what things have you been hearing? Because obviously you have a background in marketing as well. I'd love to get your take on what we can do better, but maybe that might be another show. But I would just love to get your feedback on what you've been hearing and maybe, you know, what direction we can go to keep this train rolling at full speed.
Absolutely. Well, I've been hearing a lot during my interactions over the last 6 months or so. But the good news is that there are some clear thematic pieces to what I've been hearing that fall into several categories. But so everyone's thinking about the same things. We've mm-hmm. hit on a few of them already, Michael. Everyone's trying to figure out and thinking about digital and what are the things that we can do longer term to make sure that we were able to grow members and to be able to create ease of use for members, et cetera. So digital is clearly an area that everyone is thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Talent is another area that everyone's thinking about. How do we ensure that we're able to play a role in recruiting, nurturing, developing, retaining talent of the future? And that exists within TruStage, but it also exists within the credit union system as a whole. We've got to make sure that we are doing our part to play a role in helping from a talent standpoint overall. And then I could probably give you about 10 things, but I'll just keep it at three. The last one that I would mention that everyone's trying to figure out is how do you compete in the future based on some of the macroeconomic conditions that exist right now?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean in the future for credit unions? I was out on the West Coast, a month ago, mm-hmm. talking to a leader, and this leader was talking about the fact that I used to be able to compete on price. I used to be able to compete squarely on the returns that I could garner based on the economic conditions that have existed for years. But now when you think about interest rates and you think about some of the liquidity challenges that exist, what I got to figure out how do I reformulate how I compete and how I create value for that end member. So he and I had a really long, really discussion about, so what does that mean? That means, how do you drive the value that I'm talking about earlier? How do you create ease of use? How do you ensure that there's a digital journey that really creates the access that allow you to compete in a different way? And there's different answers for different credit unions for that, but that is a subject that a lot of people are wrestling through right now. To understand, you know, is our current situation, is this kind of the new norm here for the long haul? And some believe it is. So, again, I could keep going on that
one. I know.
Limit it right there to some of what I've been hearing. But then one more point, and probably heard me say this before as well. Sometimes I don't know if everyone in the credit union system recognizes what I call the intangible benefits of the system. And one of those things is this willingness to work together, this cooperative spirit, sitting in a room with 12 CEOs and them sharing, you know, here's what I'm working on, here's what I'm focused on, sharing all the things that they're trying to solve and working collectively together. That's unique. That's different. That doesn't exist in many industries. I've worked in industries where you didn't talk to your competitor. Talk about things that might be a value for you for fear that someone else will do it. And our system doesn't think about it that way. And I'm grateful and appreciative of the fact that we view this through this collective lens, the lens of betterment for all, and we can accomplish things together that we can't do individually. That's a huge plus, and one that I continue to be excited about every day of the week.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was at a conference a month or so ago, and I got to be a fly on the wall in a kind of a CEO roundtable. And I was just there as just listening in. And it was so refreshing to hear, here's a $1 billion credit union and, you know, a $250 million credit union. And they're going back and forth. Oh, I can help you with that. Oh my gosh, I know somebody who can help you with that. And it was vice versa. You know, and it was really, I got goosebumps talking about that. So it was really neat to see really in a practical forum, how this works and the collaboration, the power of collaboration. It was really refreshing to see. So I totally get what you're saying there. It was pretty neat.
Definitely. It's a big deal. And again, I'm not really sure
very unique.
Everyone recognizes how big of a deal that is. You know, the story you just described, I've seen it happen oodles of times in the last 6 months.
Yep.
It's a big deal. It's a force power recognizer that we should understand and can be an asset for us, something that is intangible, that can help the system go and get, be better longer
term. No doubt, yeah. Yeah, I used to be in the semiconductor industry years and years ago, and that never would have happened. Are you kidding me? You would have heard crickets chirping before anybody would have shared any information. But anyway, I digress. All right, Terrence, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes here. This has been such a pleasure and an honor and a refreshing message here from you. So I really look forward to many more conversations over the years. And really cool stuff here. And kind of my traditional last question is, anything else to wrap up, sir? Any final thoughts before I let you go?
No, I think we've covered quite a bit. I'm appreciative of what you do and the role you play in helping the system as well. And because I think that matters, being able to get messages out and words and content out to ensure that to help the system matters. And you play a significant role in that. So thank you. And I really appreciate the ability to spend a little bit of time with you. And I look forward to coming back at some point in the not too distant future, once I've got maybe a year under my belt and I can give you any additional perspectives or thoughts around where the organization is going and additional observations or learnings from me when I get to the 1 year mark.
Okay. Well, I would love that. Yeah, we'd be honored to have you back on the show for sure. All right, Terrence, well, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much again for your time today. And and welcome to the credit union industry, sir, if it hasn't been said to you a million times before. So yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.